Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. God's people, the second part. In the first discourse on this, God's people part 1, I spoke of them described here by Peter as strangers scattered in the world throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. I spoke of them as a weak, scattered, feeble people. This is what they are in the eyes of man. Okay. But what is the inward reality? What is the eternal truth? What is the spiritual truth of these people? Yes, they are strangers. They are strangers scattered in the world, yes. But let's look on the other side now. Let us look at it from God's point of view. How does Peter describe the people of God? God's elect. To God's elect, he said. Oh, yes, they're strangers. They're unknown by the world. They're not recognized by the world. They're hated by the world. But they're God's elect. In case there's any doubt about it, verse 2, they have been chosen by God from eternity past. Chosen from eternity past by God himself. Think of that. This is what Peter is saying here. They have been chosen, and it's according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Now, don't misunderstand that. It's not that God the Father looked down the centuries and said, X, Y, and Z, they've chosen me, so I'll choose them. That's shoddy. Foreknowledge here means loving beforehand, fixing upon. I've quoted Paul Baines before. God pitcheth upon persons. He elects individuals. It's not in the mass, as it were. It's not in the heap. Strangers scattered, these people are, but they are every one of them individually foreloved of God and marked out by him. They are chosen by the Father. You'll notice the Trinitarian aspect. Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for or unto obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. The Trinitarian, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. What is this sanctifying work of the Spirit? It is the separating work of the Spirit. It is the regenerating work of the Spirit. It's not so much the progressive sanctification here, although all that comes into it, positional and progressive sanctification, but it is the marking out and the drawing out and the bringing out, the regenerating work. John 3:3-8, you must be born of the Spirit. And it's all according to God's plan, leading up to the end of obedience to Jesus Christ, obedience to his command, submission to him, bowing the knee to him, and being washed in his precious blood, his sacrifice. It's all obedience to Christ, his law, his gospel, the washing in his blood, his redemption. Ephesians 1, this is the purpose of God, God's elect. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, unto obedience to Jesus Christ, and sprinkling by his blood. Scattered strangers, yeah. Weak, yes, small. But think of the privilege, the dignity, placed upon every believer, the weakest believer, elect of God, regenerate, spiritual, obedient, belonging to God. Are you an unbeliever, my friend? Where do you get into this line? Well, the entrance to it there is obedience to Jesus Christ. Your responsibility, your duty, is to bow the knee to Christ, receive him, repent and believe and trust Christ, call upon the name of the Lord. Then you too can reason back. I must be one of God's elect. I must have been chosen by the Father, separated by the Spirit, and washed and saved by Jesus Christ. I'll close with a hymn by Augustus Toplady. I changed the first verse. I'm afraid he wrote in a hyper-Calvinistic tone in his first verse, but I'll change it so that it reads in the gospel tone. How happy are we, our election, who see? That's what Toplady say. No, what we should say, how happy are we, our election who see, having ventured, O Lord, you see, Cop Lady spoke of how happy are we, our election, who see and venture. Because we see our election, we venture. Not so. You can only see your election by trusting the Saviour. So let me say it again then. How happy are we, our election, who see, having ventured, O Lord, for salvation on Thee, in Jesus approved, eternally loved, upheld by Thy power, we cannot be moved. 'Tis sweet to recline on the presence, on the bosom divine, and experience the comforts peculiar to Thine, while born from above and upheld by Thy love, and with singing and triumph to Zion we move. Our seeking Thy face was all of Thy grace. Thy mercy demands and shall have all the praise. No sinner can be beforehand with Thee. Thy grace is preventing going before, almighty and free. Our Saviour and Friend, His love shall extend. It knew no beginning and never shall end. Whom once He receives, His Spirit He ne'er leaves, nor ever repents of the grace that He gives. This proof we would give, that Thee we receive. Thou art precious alone to the souls that believe. Be precious to us. All beside is as dross, compared with Thy love and the blood of Thy cross. That's what I think Peter is saying to God's elect, according to the foreknowledge chosen, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood.